Podtacular, episode 147, Ludgate Campaign Show for the week of January 31st, 2008.
Are you checking to see if I have a flood infection? Because I don't. It's eczema.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Jerry B.
And I am Lanceblock59.
What's up? How you doing?
It's all good over here. It's really depressingly raining.
Now, you're in a very far location of the world. Tell us exactly where you're at right now.
I am currently on the west coast of Canada.
Aren't there like polar bears and Eskimos and stuff over there?
I know, you're thinking Northwest Territories, Yukon, that area.
Oh, okay.
Surrey's a little closer to the U.S. border.
Ah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, before we go along with the conversation and getting to know you a little bit better, you were eating some interesting cookies, and you were doing something with them that was pretty interesting and unfamiliar to me and Fumo Darif.
Yeah.
Why don't you go into that a bit?
Yeah.
Yes, explain the cookies.
Well,
yes, please.
Yeah. Well, I really like tea, and I really like cookies. So one day when I was little, a really long time ago, I managed to find a way to combine those two things. So the story, these cookies actually come from England. They get shipped over here, and they're called rich tea biscuits. So pretty much what you do is you get your tea, you sit down, you do whatever you want to the tea, and then you just break the cookies in half, dump the cookies in the tea, and then eat the cookies. Kind of like the way you dunk Oreos in milk. Except it tastes better.
Yeah, I'm sure when they hear that we dump Oreos in milk and drink them like that, they laugh at us. Not that we're laughing at you, we're laughing with you.
So, so rich tea biscuits and tea together.
Yep.
Awesome. Match made in heaven.
Now, does it look like a graham cracker? I'm just picturing a graham cracker. Is it like a graham cracker?
Well, I don't really know what you could compare it to. It's just like it's just a plain cookie, beige colored, circular.
Okay. All right.
How thick is the cookie?
It's five millimeters.
Does it have any patterns on it or anything that would be recognizable?
It's measured.
It has rich tea biscuit printed on the back of it.
Good. So I know to recognize it when I see it.
As long as it's...
Okay. Yep. And it's in a blue packaging, and the packaging is a cylinder, because when you stack a bunch of circles on top of each other, you get a cylinder.
Nice.
Hmm.
Very interesting. So, for those... we have a lot of Canadian listeners and forum members, so please, if you guys can post a picture in the forums and show us exactly what these cookies look like, hey, well, you know, it'd be interesting.
It's not a widespread phenomenon over here. It's more of a British thing.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Cool.
But yeah, I'll take some pictures and put them up on the forums.
There you go. That'll be awesome. So nice. Anyway.
Now the tea segment is over. Thank you for joining us.
So, Lancelot, why don't you describe exactly what you do in Podtacular?
Well, I found Podtacular through This Spartan Life. My first episode I ever listened to was the one where we had the TSL crew, Damien, and the other guys on. So after that, I got really interested in the show, started listening to you guys. And because I don't really have an Xbox, for most of the time I play a lot of Halo PC. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much my community right there, the Halo PC group.
Now, you do still play Halo 3, though, right?
Well, the thing is, I don't have an actual Xbox myself. My brother borrows it from his lab supervisor on some weekends. So, yeah, I've played through all the Halo 3 campaign and all that other stuff, but I don't have the Xbox to access whenever I want it.
Wow.
Well, it's rare that we find dedicated PC gamers nowadays, but, you know, it's always nice to meet a few. Now, can you tell me exactly why is it There isn't such a big community for Halo 2 as there is for Halo CE.
Well, the big center around it is Vista, right? Like the operating system itself.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Okay. And also,
that's all you have to say.
Yeah, really, Vista, say no more.
Yeah.
Actually, I thought there was a patch that let it run on Windows XP.
I don't know. I haven't heard about that. I'm just busy with school or playing Halo PC or Custom Edition. That's pretty much my life.
Mm. Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Is there a huge audience? I mean, you said there's more of a community out there. I mean, on average, how many servers would you find? Custom Edition.
Well, Custom Edition, because it lets you play user-created content, and it will only show you servers from maps that you have. I have a decent amount of maps, and I only see on the weekends I see like 150, but if you go onto the Xfire server browser, it will list any server, no matter which maps you have, and you can get into like 4 digits on the weekends sometimes.
Nice.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome.
And then if you just go into regular Halo, there's even more.
Cool.
I could only imagine.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I mean, you have like jets and grenade launchers attached to your battle rifles.
Nice.
Dang.
I heard a lot of great things, a lot of great add-ons and customization, user-based customization and creative content that has gone on for, the last 3 years since Halo CE was released?
Yeah.
And I even tried download. I had the game, and it still ran very laggy on my PC.
Mm.
So that's an indication of how old my PC is. So, anyway,
my specialties usually fly with vehicles, so mainly flying stuff, so Pelicans, jets, and you name it, I can fly it kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
Even longswords, I mean, the nukes on those things will kill anything.
Wow.
So, Fuma, what do we have in store for the show today?
Well, this is the Floodgate campaign show, and if I understand right, Lancelot did, play through this level recently and has played through it before, so, you know, he's familiar with the whole thing, so we can all kind of chat about it. We've had a lot of people from the Halo Nation send in stuff about tips for Floodgate and tips for how to deal with the Flood in general. So let's kind of go through some of those. We've got a whole lot. In fact, I do want to mention that thank you to the Halo community for sending in so many comments. We've got at least 5 times as many comments this time as we had in the last campaign show. So shout-outs to you guys. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, so we'll start off with Mean Tide BG. Says, I hope this gets read. Well, your wishes come true. He thanks us. He says he's been listening since episode 85, and he has a tip on the skull found in Floodgate. He says, when you first enter the city, look up and unload a few rounds into the flood creature you see on top of the building. If done right, it'll throw a skull across the street, and bam, free skull. Keep on spanking hunters. And he made a PS here. You can see in the show notes. But yes, that was a pretty easy skull. And I mean, it sounds easy. Let me rephrase that. But when I played with Logan Payne, he was the one who told me about this. And the flood creature kept throwing it too far. So it took about 3 times. It took us maybe, I say, good 15 minutes to finally get it down to where it threw it. It's, you know, the skull fell, and we were able to get it.
Where is this thing? Because I started off, and I couldn't figure out what the heck he was talking about.
It's those, you know, when you're walking back into the city through the road, those two flood that jump across the buildings?
Yes. You look up, and you see them jumping across the roofs.
Okay. Now I know. Okay.
It's like when you go up in the beginning, you're going up a hill.
Yeah.
And you see a warehouse. You see the warehouse on fire, the crash location.
That's the thing is that there was a bunch of buildings on fire that I saw. There was at least 2 or 3 different locations where there were buildings on fire. So
when you walk up the hill, it's pretty much directly in front of you, and you will see two flood creatures jumping to different roofs. And
now, are they off in the distance, or are they right in front of you?
No, they're right
above you.
Okay, okay.
Then they'll jump down or something.
So you go down the hill, you go down the road, and then there's that like 90-degree turn in the road there. And then one of the Marines on the radio says, over there, and then these two flood jump over the roof.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about now, because those are the ones that attack the Marines on the other side, where they go, ah!
Yeah.
And they die.
Get it off me! Get it off! It smells!
It's at the very beginning. It's probably the first flood enemies you're going to see in that stage.
Okay, so it's not like right when you spawn, but it's shortly after that, within like the first 3 minutes or so.
No,
right?
It's pretty much as soon as you're like Lancelot said, as soon as you see a 90 degree turn, they're going to be look up. You'll see them jumping around.
Okay.
Like a bunch of fairies.
Got it.
Not that there's anything wrong with fairies, but
yeah, they're
they just like to jump like fairies.
They have a alternate orientation as flood people.
Okay, so this time, Group A, you get to be flood. Group B, you get to be the fairies.
Nice.
Well, anyways.
We're in tutus. So Massive Hat writes in saying, "Hey, Podtacular, it's Massive Hat. I'm a long-time listener, first-time submitter, or LTLFTS. Nice. Anyway, here are some tips I have for Floodgate. As you go through the Traxxas warehouse, there's a trip mine in one of the former Marine barricades. Keep this trip mine handy when you get closer to the exit of the warehouse, in the small room where with the intersecting walls, after the Cortana ghost appears for the first time. Rounding the first corner of that room, throw the trip mine down to kill all the flood hiding on the other side of the wall. I found this to work much better than the flamethrower, which often leads to setting yourself ablaze. Speaking of the flamethrower and the accidentally self-emblazement, the flamethrower should only be used if you have no friendlies around you, and the flaming flood can't easily run at you. Also, the flamethrower, flame grenades, and sticking grenades are good for eliminating carrier forms without releasing their packages. The next trip mine you find..." Yeah, definitely. "Outside packages. Outside of where the scarab battle used to be, can be used whenever you see large amounts of flood moving towards you. Areas after that are open enough that a trip mine will wipe out at least half the flood combat forms. For pure forms, a brute shot works best. The bladed end works well in close combat of any three of the forms, although tank form can usually take more than one hit before falling down. And the ranged grenade launcher is good against ranged forms." So I guess the pure forms here, he's talking about those ones that can transform, right?
Yeah, those ones. They either things that shoot like those needles at you, the big, huge tank things, or those, like, I don't know, those, like, insect things that you swat.
Okay, so those are the ones that switch between, like, the six-legged and then the giant hulking things and then the ones that shoot at you, shoot, like, snot at you or something.
Flaming snot!
Flaming snot!
Snot rocket! Pew! So, let's see, he says...
Yeah, actually, two things about that.
Oh, he's coming!
Nah.
Does two things about that, you're saying?
Yeah, just for this first part of it, the flamethrower, I only found that it works good if you're playing on easy or normal. Once you got onto heroic and stuff, the flood can survive that first batch of flames, so if you're kind of, like, there's that one section where you're just kind of snaking your way through these corridors, and then you come up to the Marine who's gone Section 8.
Yeah.
But, if you, like, go around the corner with the flamethrower, you're gonna die if you're on heroic or legendary, because they can just walk right up to you even if they're on fire, and then they'll both burn you and beat you down.
Ah,
nice.
That's so fun.
I find it easier just to stick with a shotgun or some other kind of explosive. Use the flamethrower if you're only dealing with, like, smaller things on higher difficulties.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
That's just...
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you to Massive Hat.
Yeah, good stuff. Good
okay.
stuff.
I'll take the next one.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay, so...
Do it now, Harry.
Come on!
The Bounty says, "Hey guys, it's the Bounties!" Exclamation marks. First off, this is probably the scariest level in the game and probably the reason it is rated M. Okay. First thing you want to do is look at the top of the first building on the left. There will be a flood jumping over and you need to shoot him in mid-jump and he'll drop the skull. Don't shoot him too early or too late because he might drop it on the roof. Next, you come to three Marines near a big door where a flood of flood, pun, come and rip him apart. So, just toss a few grenades in there and pump them with your AR fire, and you should do well even in Legendary. Actually, even better than an AR is, well, this is just me saying this. It's good if you pick up the SMGs. They fire faster, and they're somewhat more accurate and work better than the assault rifle. If you can find the ammo to make them run.
Cool.
Yeah. So, continuing on. After you go into the warehouse, you see a Marine who will be about to get eaten alive in front of you. With an AR and good aim, you can save him if you're quick enough. Then, in the room you just saved him in, there's a bunch of flood in the... Sorry. Then, in the room you saved him in, just shoot at the flood around you until they're all dead. The spiker is surprisingly good against these guys, so maybe you want a spike and shotgun for your weapons. Also, I remember that the Arbiter can't die, so you should just sit back and watch him take out the flood very slowly. Further on, you will get a flamethrower, but I don't recommend it on Legendary because it is fun and medium down. Okay. Walk through the medical center, until you come to the Screaming Marine, going into some detail about how the flood infects you. After you listen to him, move on until the Shadow of Intent drops some elites off to help you. On Legendary, it is kind of pointless because they get killed before you can even get there, but you can hurry to try and save them. For the Spider Flood form, don't shoot carbine or BR shots at them, but melee or anything else does well. For the Flood that shoot projectiles at you, a good stick will take them out, and as for the big, bulky Flood forms, a good sword lunge will take them out. Actually, I found on the harder difficulties that they can even survive one or two sword hits.
Dang.
Especially the tank forms.
Hmm.
Oh, wow, cool.
Those guys.
Yeah, they're tough, yeah. But they're slow, so, I mean, it helps out in that sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, a good time to hit any of these pure forms is just when they're turning, because they can't do anything.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I remember being so scared of the flood in Halo's, in the first Halo, and then not wanting to play them at all in Halo 2.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I don't want to beat them. I'm so scared. But they weren't that bad in this one. I mean, they were, you know.
Yeah, because melee actually does damage on them this time.
Exactly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Right. So, he goes on to say, as I said earlier, a spike is good for shooting and good for slicing flood up. After you get into the flood ship, you probably shouldn't shoot at the walls because lots of little infection forms will pop out and hit you. Yeah, that actually does happen. It's those weird popping things on the walls. Don't shoot them.
Wow.
Like, have you guys ever shot those things before?
No, I didn't even know that. I mean, I haven't really bothered to shoot the walls, you know, so I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
But yeah.
That's cool.
Actually, I discovered that by accident. I just shot a wall by accident, pulling the trigger, and all of a sudden all these flood forms just dived out at me.
Oh, crap.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so just the weird popping things on the wall. So, he goes on to say, just wait for the Grey Mind to stop talking and grab Cortana. The scene after you grab her has very good voice acting, and the funny part of the Arbiter taking a flamethrower and rocket launcher to the elites, and Johnson taking a beam rifle and some carbines to the humans. See you, Lord Hood. I would like to give a shout-out to the Ice Climbers, Nene, and Popo. Lol.
Aww.
Climbing ice with Yetis. Nice. Dude, it is like, that's super cool, though, how they have, like, the whole... how the flood kind of takes over the High Charity, where it, like, fills it with all this, like, genetic material and everything, and what do they call it? The biomass, right? Where it just kind of, like, sticks to the walls, and it's just all over the place, and the whole place that you're going through is, like, living. And it's just cool the way they did that, you know, because there's so much detail to it, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I got it on my shoe! Need to wipe it off some grass.
Yeah. Don't shoot the walls!
No. All right, so we're gonna
Now, in the level Isolation, they have those pulsing things on the underground little tunnel there.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference is if you shoot them, they just explode and no flood come out of them.
Oh.
Okay, so the next one is Tapio, and he says, "Hey, what's up, dudes? This is Tapio, gamer tag, capital II, Tapio II. Okay, let's get to the tip." If you're playing four-player Legendary and having trouble, do this. Have three players change and try to go through, charge and try to go through the level and one wait. So if the other three happen to die, they respawn to the one player who was waiting. Make sure to take turns so that people don't get bored. Make sure You play as Master Chief and make other dinosaurs do the run and make sure to laugh when they die. That's not nice. Anyway.
Man, Turok.
If you are playing... yeah, right, Turok. If you're playing alone in Legendary, make sure to help the dinosaurs at Shadow of Intent so they can be your dino slaves until the end of the level. When you enter... He's talking about the elites, in case anybody's okay. When you enter the flood-filled spaceship, make sure to teabag the dead dinosaurs there. Man, I'm sure Tapio really hated Arnie.
I guess so, man. In Jurassic Park.
He won't get out of my head.
Dinosaurs suck. So he says, keep on pwning soccer moms. Yes, this has two meanings. Just use your imagination. Wow. And then he goes, and to take shout-outs to another level, he goes, hey, guys. Okay, hey, guy who sold me that pizza last week. You know you were listening to this. There was not enough cheese on my pizza. If you don't put some extra cheese next time on my pizza, I will take my business to somewhere else. Oh, trying to make pizza cold. Trying to make pizza called Pwnage. It's not cool. Okay. So do not mess with his pizza. And please do not have like a dinosaur toy in front of Tapio. He will go insane.
Yep.
And do a lot of bad things to you. So have any of you guys done this with 4-player co-op where you actually on Legendary utilize 3 people and have one stay behind?
Yeah, not purposefully though. I mean, we've gotten to where, you know, basically just a person dies and then they wait until someone responds and you just got to kind of say, hey, you know, go back so I can respond. I haven't intentionally gone through and tried to hopscotch that best way.
It's the best when you're watching them and you're like, run back. I can't.
I know, and then the dog, you're like, you should have run back. Come on, I'm sitting here waiting.
Yeah. Dude, you're killing me.
Actually, no, there's an episode of The Twilight Zone where they had dinosaurs as slaves and then they rebelled, people died.
Aww.
Wow.
You showed up in the Land of the Lost? I know you remember that one, Fumo.
Oh, yeah. What were those creatures called again? Dude, they had some weird names in that show.
Lost. Yeah, it's the hiss, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was like these weird, like, primate creatures or something that they were friends with.
Will you be my friend, Mr. Fuzzy Man?
That was a weird show, man. Like, the whole set was like 2 rooms, and they would just go back and forth between the 2 rooms. Shoot it at different angles. Like, look, we're in an entirely different place. Check it out.
Oh, man. Catch the left hand. Southwest quarter.
Yep.
We have to change lighting. Anyway, I guess we can move along.
More cheese.
Well, onto double extra cheese, please.
On to Spartan 077, he says, here are some weapon tips on Floodgate. Okay, my first tip works best if you have played the map before. When you pass over the roadblock, right before you first fight the flood, on the platform on the right side there's a shoddy. In this spot, you can see the overturned cars and stuff. I grab that. Then after that, I pick up a BR down by where they drop down. Later on, the huge power weapon, the flamethrower, can be used. It's sometime when you're inside the building on a catwalk where there's some Marines that lost their lives. But who cares about them in the first place? When I play on Legendary with my friend, I grab it and he covers me with a BR. See, that's possible, but like you said, Lancelot, it's really difficult on single player, right? To just deal with that flamethrower. Later on, when the elites drop in, if one dies, pick up a sword. The Blade of Bluey Death is the best melee weapon on Flood. It destroys their bodies, and it doesn't take away from its power. Bluey Death. The best tips for this nice mission is to keep your gun reloaded and always watch out for the freaking fluid-filled bodies of dead things jumping down on you. And the great Peril Parker, the Arbiter. Keep up with the awesome work. Shout out to Sir Gets-a-Lot, Devil, and AIDS. Wow, AIDS. Okay. Keep on teabagging Hunter's anus armor.
The parallel Parker.
Oh, boy. Nice.
So, yeah, people come up with some interesting names for Halo 3.
That they do. Keep raining down man. Bluey Death.
Bluey Death. Right. So, Mr. Lancelot, you're next.
Okay, as in Dude 1 is up here, I'm just going to skip the first part of his submission because it's just about the skulls, but the third paragraph here. Here are some rapid-fire tips. Remember that most Flood die in a headshot. The easiest way to kill a Flood hunter is with a sword. Never use a sword on those slow, big-headed guys. The spawns will explode out and kill you. Near the end, use the turrets for as long as possible. The elites are good stickers. Don't get in their way when they throw a grenade. And, well, that's it. Keep on fragging Yellow Monkey Chickens driving the elephant while cursing the bungee staff that he can't has recon.
Yellow Monkey Chickens, dude. I'm trying to imagine what that looks like.
Like robot chicken with, I don't know.
With monkey appendages?
Like yeah. Little fuzzy nice. Brown tail.
So that, you know, I actually used that earlier when I was going through, this on the Floodgate here. I was going through and just aiming a lot for headshots because, I mean, I didn't realize that actually the Flood took such a damage from headshots. I really didn't think it mattered because they just have kind of appendages all over the place, their heads hanging at cockeyed angles and everything, and, you know, they're all weirded out anyway, so I didn't think it would matter, but apparently it does, you know, it's like, you can take them out with just a couple shots with if you get them, if you aim it right.
Well, yeah. If you remember from the books, the infection form that controls the Flood is in their chest, so you're supposed to be able to just shoot them in the chest and instant kill kind of thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I remember from the book. I don't know, maybe they took a different role with the game.
I guess so. Used a
generic damage model. I don't know.
Hmm. Alright, cool. So we're gonna hop along, and not literally, because my knee hurts today. But we're gonna move along.
I'm gonna hop along literally, I don't know about you.
I'm gonna skip a few submissions. Remember, you can always catch up to those in the show notes. We're gonna go with Lil Kook. He has a nice little submission here. He goes, "Hey guys, it's Lil Kook with a synopsis of and various tips of Floodgate, the level after the storm." So first off, the level starts right where the last one left off, literally. You're on the kill where you shut down the anti-at gun. Sorry about that. So if you run down the hill, you will see multiple burning buildings. Keep going forward until you hear a Marine say, "Sir, multiple contacts." Look up in the air and you'll see a Flood jumping one building to another like Spider-Man. Okay, we did cover that before.
So it's right when he says, "Sir, multiple contacts." That helps, though.
Yes. So he also says, if you shoot him down, you get this skull. Okay, now, he goes, continue on, and to the at the first turn, look to your left, and there is a brute. Next turn is a spiker and some spike grenades. So pick the grenades up, because they will come in handy later. Look to either side of every turn as you pass, and eventually, you'll find some dead Marines with a shotgun next to them. Pick that up. Continue on, you will find the first encounter in Halo 3 with the Flood. Kill them, then jump up to where your HUD tells you to go, and if you're quick enough, you'll see a Marine being turned into a Flood right before your eyes. Yeah, I remember the first time I saw that, I was like, holy crap, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, it is a really neat addition they had to it.
Mm-hmm. You could actually use that in some machinima. You know? It's pretty nice. I like that experience right there. So he says, just a little Easter egg. After you kill the Flood in the big empty room, you'll go into another room that looks exactly like Foundry, the multiplayer map. Which is kind of true.
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
The Traxxas plant there.
Anyways, for a tip, always watch your back on this level. I got killed many times because I was not doing this. Keep going through the level and you will encounter a crazy Marine. Trust me, you know who he is when he gets him. Kill him if you must. Anyway, keep going and you will go outside. Here, there are many Flood, especially in brute form. Take a sword and kill them. It's the best way to kill the brute types. When you get to the long tunnel, put down a regenerator, if you still have one, and just lob grenades to the other side. This does not take out all the Flood, but it takes out most of them. Another really good way to kill Flood is with a plasma rifle. Believe it or not, it only takes a few shots to kill a Flood with one of these puppies. Okay.
I'm told that they also work really well at long range, too, the plasma rifles.
Yeah, and there's also the added bonus that if you dual wield them, it's just like, okay, I overheat one, switch to the other one, wait for that to overheat, switch to the other one, so you can definitely lay down a lot of fire with just the double ones.
Oh, nice.
This system.
Nice, nice. I never thought about that one. Yeah, well, I'm learning something new every day.
Yeah, no kidding.
The miracle of education, brought to you by...
He says, the brute floods will transform into a spider flood, and so into spider floods sometimes if you let them, but they're still vulnerable to the deadliness of the sword. So when you get to the next outside area, right after Johnson tells you to look for Katana on the ship, kill as many floods with the turret as you can, then detach it. When you run out of bullets, continue on and purposely fall off one of the platforms, and you will find a gravity hammer. Continue on until you get to the end of the level. From there on, it's just cinematics, but a very important one. She finds out that the Oracle, or Guilty Spark 434, is now on their side and wants to help them because it has nothing else left. The Chief finds a message on the flood ship, and it's a message from Cortana. Cortana tells them to go through the portal because there's a solution on the other side. The Elite Chief says, let's go, but Lord Hood has other thoughts. He saw that Cortana was in bad shape in the message and thinks that it might be a trap, that the Grave Mind might have set it and disguised itself as her. Her being Cortana. Lord Hood and the elites have a long debate, and it is finally decided that the Chief and everyone else will go through the portal. But Lord Hood will stay behind on Earth. So everyone gets ready to leave, and that's the end of the level. And if you're easily... I mean, I'm sure most people listening to the show have finished this, but there were moments during that cinematic, right before you find Cortana, where... the Gravemind is speaking, and the level's kind of, like, coming at you. Or it became kind of psychedelic at one point.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, Lil' Kook. Good stuff there, man. Definitely some good tips to get through the entire level, really. So, very nice. Very nice, I like. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Let's see, we got one from Shotgun Friendly, who sent one in saying, hey, it's time to pull out your shotguns and mow down some flood, because it's the floodgates. This level is much easier compared to its older brother, Cortana. One thing I can say on this level, the one gun that despite never being used before can be useful this time around is the SMG. The SMG eats away at the flood with ease and plenty of left behind. If whatever that means, if you run out of SMG rounds, switch to dual-wielding plasma rifles. Amazingly, these blue plasma bolts actually do something to the flood now. Despite its first time appearance on this level, the flamethrower is just not that good of a weapon for killing off the flood quickly. If you're going to points, if you're going 4 points, be my guest and use it to watch the flood scatter around in fire, but unless you're a pyromaniac, I suggest you don't pick it up. Always remember to have frags and spike grenades at hand on this level. Many times little flood forms will just jump on top of you, and a good stick with a spike grenade or a well-placed frag will take them all out. The same rule applies to the regular combat forms. As for those annoying behemoths, the juggernaut flood, the only true one-shot kill are unfortunately the energy swords. So like Lancelot was saying, even that sometimes isn't the case. So I recommend you look for one early. There's also one of those few chances elites jump down to assist you in the fray. If you hand an elite a superior weapon, or just look at them for a while, you may get funny little comments such as, I will hold on to this tightly, big green man. Or, why don't you take a picture? It'll, last longer. Anyway, once you find the recording of Cortana, congrats. One of the easiest campaign missions in the books is complete for you. Anyway, on searching for mysterious and mythical creatures called Nene, the hunt must go on.
We never did hear from the original poster of Nene, right? Like,
yeah, we gotta know. Where is Nene?
But
he's saying, for those of you that find and capture Nene, please let him go.
Nene is the most anonymous but yet famous individual.
He's elusive, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going in a fight against Scientology right now, actually.
Like he has a little pogo.
Oh, man.
Alrighty,
well.
What's
good
next?
Good stuff, Shotgun. Go ahead,
okay.
Lance.
So, J.W. Spiff says, to really get to this level successfully, I would suggest that you get these weapons. Your primary should be thinking medium too long range. A battle rifle or carbine would work perfectly as a primary weapon. If you just can't seem to get your hands on these weapons, an assault rifle will do just fine. For a secondary weapon, definitely think close range when the flood jumps down on you. Pretty much, you need to get a shotgun or sword. There are several areas to get these two weapons. When you first go down to along the level, and you come across the Marines that are bunkered down behind sandbags fighting the flood, in the box right behind them, there is a shotgun. As for the sword, you'll encounter some flood that are carrying them, so just simply kill them and you can get it. In summary, just make sure that you keep track of your ammo and be smart about your weapon selection. Keep up the good work, I love the podcast, and keep on fragging trucks.
Alright.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, weapons, like the flood, if you have an effective way to kill them, they're pretty much just walking weapon caches.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Like, if I'm running low on ammo on one thing, I just like, okay, I just dump it, pick up whatever the flood had and use it until I can get my hands on something better.
Yeah. You know, one thing I found on this level in particular, because it's the first time you encounter the long-range flood pureforms, is that be careful not to waste ammo on those guys, because if they're really long-range, and they're going to be pretty accurate at long-range, and they're hitting you, I mean, just kind of use cover to, like, slowly move forward until you can actually hit them back. Because I found that if they're at long-range and they're hitting me, it doesn't necessarily mean I can hit them. So I end up, like, sometimes wasting an entire, you know, cache of BR ammo, and then going, oh, crap, I don't have a mid-range weapon now. Now I got to get up really close to him. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
On the second part, on the second little area where you're about to jump in mm-hmm. to the crashed flood ship, at the start of that, there's just, you know, there's that turret there, the machine gun turret?
Mm-hmm.
I just sat there and just used it to pick off those flood things that shoot at you, what I call them.
Yeah, because there's this one, like, way back at a distance, a couple of them, actually, on the wall way back there. It's a real long area that has a drop-off of the cliff on the left and then the Traxxas area on the right side. So, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Although I didn't realize that they were actually shooting at you from there. I don't even know if they... I think you actually have to go further down, and then they climb up the wall and plant themselves there and start firing at you. So... I don't know if that works in that part. But, you know, one thing I had trouble with on that part, actually, is if I just mounted the turret and just kept it stationary, like, the flood just fly too fast, and they jump, and they end up right in front of me, and I had to jump off the turret and try to take them on close range. So.
Cool.
I never had a problem with that. I always, like, kind of aimed ahead of where they were going to be.
Okay.
So I was just able to pick them off with relative ease. Like, once in a while, one would just jump up at me, so I'd just jump off. Shoot him in the face, and then get back on.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know how that works in Legendary, but, like, you know, that's where I started to have trouble on that, because I just couldn't take him out fast enough before they got to me, but...
Anyway. Yeah, all right. Well, we'll move along to Cool Cucumber. All right, and he writes in, Yoo-hoo! What up, homies? Podtech homies. Okay, so let's see what this is.
Yoo-hoo!
For,
Yoo-hoo!
He goes really quick into the fog skull, which is something we never really mentioned before, the actual name of the skull.
Yeah.
He describes here that the closest flood form enemy on the roof should have the skull, and if you kill it in mid-flight, you will get the fog skull. This skull enables the destruction of the motion tracker. It is a 1.5 multiplier.
Oh, that's good enough.
So now, on to getting meta achievements. It says, do on normal with catch, thunderstorm, because it only sends more combat forms, and fog, motion tracker on floodgates useless. With these skulls and lack of nearby Marines to help, you should nab the exterminator achievements. Few tips. On the part where you first go head-to-head with the combat forms, toss a grenade in the fray of the Marines, floods for a multiple kill. Killing infection forms will give you no points, so let them infect. For doing it on Legendary, I ain't got nothing to say. Just do not use the flamethrower. The flood charge you, and the only thing worse than the flood are fire charge. And the only thing worse than the flood is a flood on fire charging you.
Yeah.
Just keep on fragging. Anus armor wearing 8-year-olds who say Call of Duty 4 pawns Halo. Even though it might be true. Okay.
Anus armor, huh?
Guess you missed that one. That show.
So, it was very informative. It actually gave us the name of the skull and exactly what it was for.
Yeah.
Which we forgot to mention.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's very cool, and it's good to know which skulls to enable to go through this and go for the metagame achievement, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Which I have to start doing myself.
Ditto, man. Yeah, I haven't gone specifically.
I always play with the Grunt birthday skull. That was just fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Of course, there's no grunts in this level, so it's kind of doesn't do much good. But that's cool, though. Okay, on to Halo Freak Bunny, who says, "Hey guys, just a quick tip for me today. The best weapon for use against the Flood is the Brute Shot." Dude, it seems like practically every weapon is good against the Flood, you know? You can use the grenades to take out packs that charge you, or you can use the blade when you run out of ammo. The blade usually results in a 1 or 2 hit kill. I guess that depends on the difficulty level, right? Good luck all, and keep on fragging Hillary Clinton. No problem.
Wow.
Nice.
That was interesting. All right, so I guess we can move along to Swift Ninja, Lancelot. Or shall I call you Sir Lancelot?
Sir Lancelot sounds better.
Nice. I hereby knight you, Sir Lancelot 59.
Bye. Bye. Cookies and tea.
Can you imagine what it would have been like if Master Chief was in Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
He'd be like, "Get me out of here.
I need a weapon."
So, here, you can have a sword.
This will do.
Alright, so you get the next one there, Lancelot.
I gotta cut that out, dude. That just came across poorly.
I know.
You know,
he was getting ready to do an impression.
just didn't work. It didn't work. Blah 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 blah.
Alright.
Okay, so Swift Ninja 1 says, "Hey Podtacular, it's your swiftest ninja in the world, Swift Ninja 1. Anyways, I got the tip of the Floodgate level. I couldn't play this level recently because I had the evil red rings of death. Fumo Jive knows the story. Anyways, here's my tip. When I play this level, I always carry a shotgun with me because it pretty much kills any kind of flood. Also, when you get to the part of the flamethrower, pick it up and use it. Some of my friends told me that it wasn't good, but I got most of the kills with it later between my friends. We were playing co-op. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Keep on fragging Big Daddies. That started killing me even though the splicer was the guy who hit the Big Daddy in Bioshock."
Yeah. Know how that goes.
Cool. All right, so we have another one here by Larkin. So, hey, guys. Larkin here with a few tips on fighting the Flood on the first Flood level of the game, Floodgate. I only have beaten this level on Legendary, so I don't know if it's different as difficulty levels decreases, but I assume it is. It says, number one, just like in all the past games, the shotgun and now Mauler are your best friends when fighting the Flood. One direct shot to any part of the body will kill them instantly with the Mauler. A shot and a melee should do the trick as well. If you find either of these weapons, conserve the ammo and use them only when you are sure that you will get the one-shot kill, because the ammo for them is hard to come by, which is really true. When facing big groups of enemy or large swarms of carrier forms, the flamethrower is your new best friend. The flamer can be used to set down a wall of fire that the flood will not... Okay. I don't know what he's trying to say. But, in other words, the flood will
not be able to deal with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. in their rush and get within melee range. The flames will instantly pop any baddie that go into them, and the normal combat forms will catch on fire, allowing you to backpedal until they fall dead on your feet. When facing those annoying range pure forms that stick to the walls, use brute shots to kill them, to shock them. From there, punch, and if you don't dislodge them, the explosion will stun them, allowing you to run up for easy melee kill. Another strategy is just stick them with the grenades, plasma grenades. I'm assuming he made a little mistake here, but often scarce, so it's better to use them on groups instead of one pesky enemy. Now, most of the time, you can't just, I mean, they're so high up in the air, I mean, and there's so many flips surrounding them, it's kind of hard to run up to them in melee, but that's a cool trick.
Well, actually, one thing we discovered on Halo PC, we call it the fireworks. You throw two plasma grenades in the exact same spot. The first one goes off, and it sends the second one flying up into the air and then explodes in midair. So that's one tactic that we use in a multiplayer game. We're clearing a level that's at the top of a ladder. We'll just do that, and then the grenade flies up, kills whoever's at the top, and
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's harder to get it to work in Halo 3, but when it does work, you can get that grenade to go up pretty high.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Good to know.
Takes a lot of practice. So number four, when facing Flood Purers in their juggernaut form, use the assault rifle or any other rapid-firing ballistic weapon, like the Spiker or SMG, and just hold them with bullets. It takes multiple shotgun rounds to take them down, so it's best to use the more plentiful rifle ammo instead of your precious shotgun molar ammo. Number five, when facing any Flood form from a distance, forget using sniper rifle because, at least in my experience, the bullet goes straight through them, straight through their mushy Flood target. Whoa. Okay, through the mushy Flood target and causes
like
almost
oatmeal.
No damage instead of... Yeah, it causes almost no damage. Instead, grab a battle rifle and go to town, hit them directly in the chest for a two-shot kill. Number six, use grenades on groups of enemies and never just one. Don't go for the stick. Just throw grenades at the ground or nearby a wall, because as soon as you throw the nade, the flood will go charging you. Okay. Often leaving a grenade you threw to explode harmlessly in the area that the flood were, instead stick or bounce the grenade in front of you, fire some shots, and let the flood run into the blast radius.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so what he's trying to say, don't try to be fancy, because I'm assuming he's trying to say that as soon as they hear the grenade drop, they run towards you. Okay. Says, okay, so my general flood fighting rules, hope they work for you guys. I just want to give a shout-out to my new fellow Podtacular Marines. You keep on fragging those ridiculous trucks driving Flood and trucks that they are driving. And the trucks they are driving.
Nice.
All right.
Will do.
Nice stuff there, especially with the grenade part. I didn't know that. That's sensitive to sound.
You know, I didn't think of that either. Like, you throw a grenade, and then they're like, oh, look, a person, and they go running at you, and then the grenade blows up behind them because they just ran past it. Ah, person,
What's this pretty thing? Oh, hey, a person, let's go eat them.
Oatmeal, we'll eat person.
Yeah, thanks, Larkin. Thank you for that one. It was very informative.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Let's see, let's do one more and wrap it up here. Why don't you go ahead, Lancelot?
Master Arona says, hey dudes, love the show. This level Floodgate can get pretty hairy. More so than a gorilla on top of a Yeti related to Tom Selleck.
Okay. Now that's hairy, man.
Okay, so, the Fog Skull is at the very start with the Flood combat form clutching the skull like a newborn Flood as he jumps from rooftop to rooftop, Tenchu style. Shoot him with a BR or any other more accurate weapons to kill him and force him to drop it. This took me about 3 tries, but I know someone who made it on his 30-ish. Anyways, be sure to pick up the flamethrower. It's basically in your lap on this one. Aim level at the Flood so you don't burn the ground in front or burn yourself. But in multiplayer, aim low at the ground to leave a back to the future material death for the enemy. Actually, yeah, I could see how that would work. Yeah.
Yeah, 88 miles an hour.
So he continues to say, a little while after you find the flamer, you come across a Marine scrunched up in the corner freaking out, much like in Halo CE, but he doesn't shoot at you this time. He just rambles and holds a magnum up to his temple. Later in the missions, you come across the new Flood, the Pure Form. What a pain. They start out as four-legged beasts that just run up all over any terrain. Don't waste ammo shooting. Chase them and give them a good golden melee. If they survive long enough, they turn into a kind of base form that can fire projectiles. This gets annoying very quickly. They show a great weakness for grenades, seeing as though they couldn't evade a turtle with a bomb on its shell. Okay, that's just me. I mean, like, animal cruelty.
poor turtle. He didn't do anything to anybody.
Yeah. Well, I guess he could just pop inside his shell, you know, reusable suicide bomber.
Now, is he a hairy turtle? Does he have, like, a Tom Selleck mustache and hair coming out of his...
Maybe they shave off all of his hair, because if the bomb goes off, the hair could catch on fire.
Yeah, turtle hair smells really bad, you know?
Yeah, when it burns. Not that I would know that, but...
What was that show that Tom Selleck was in? It wasn't Hardcastle and McCormick, was it?
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I., dude. Didn't he drive Ferrari or something?
Like a Firebird or...
Yeah, something, some...
Yeah, had an awesome car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And an awesome mustache.
Yep, and that tight jacket.
Yeah, man. He was like... All the ladies were like hot for his bod around that time, man. I'll tell you what.
Oh my god, it's Tom Selleck!
I love that chest hair coming out. Ooh.
He's wearing his tight shirt!
It was like poof, man. You know that guy had some serious back hair going on, too, with all that chest hair, man.
Oh, that was a disturbing episode.
Oh, I never saw that episode.
Neither did I. I don't know which ones you're watching.
I know.
The expose on the back hair episode.
Just give away something you shouldn't have said.
Yeah.
Magnum P.I. and the possessed back hair.
The unaired back hair episode.
I call this one Timmy.
Have to look it up on BitTorrent or something.
I know, man. It's legendary.
Wow.
Anyways, right. So... He continues to say, after the suicide turtle, after that form, it's possible to change once again, this time into a walking tank that can take a ton of punishment, only to hit back with great force. Good thing they move really slow. I found that the brute spiker works very well against the flood. The flamethrower, of course, works great. After the close encounters, the shotgun turns them into a wet sneeze of debris.
Nice.
Well, yeah, and if a shotgun or a mauler at close range will pretty much shred them.
Mm-hmm.
So, continuing on, be sure not to use the sniper rifles or plasma guns, as they just look at you and laugh as it tickles. Once you're in the ship, do not shoot at the sack-like things growing on the walls. They release infection forms that use ammo and give zero meta points.
Yeah, we learned that.
That's all I can think off the top of my head right now, so keep on deploying dumplings at hunters that know the whereabouts of Nene. Gotta take those hunters in, bring them downtown and interrogate them.
And have very bushy mustaches.
What would a deployed dumpling do?
Deployed dumpling? Dumpling deployed!
Oh, a dumpling. I was waiting for one of these to pop up.
That smells delicious.
Let me grab it. Sit down and not pay attention to the guy coming up with a gun.
I can see that working out.
Does that dumpling have chest hair?
Aww.
Hey, Master Chief, you want to come have some hairy dumplings with us?
Dumplings, sir.
They're quite delicious.
Yeah. They drive Ferraris.
Actually, a Ferrari dumpling.
Nice. Oh man, a Ferrari dumpling.
Dumpling powered Ferrari.
Ferrari dumpling, private investigator.
As Rachel Ray would say, delish.
Yeah.
Ready in only 30
minutes.
Actually,
something I noticed about the infection forms in Halo 3 compared to the other two is that, like, in Halo 1, you could just ignore the little infection forms. Like, yeah. They would just barely do anything. Halo 2, like, okay, there's just this little annoying thing running at me. Like, in Halo 3 now, you actually have to kill these things because they can do some major damage.
Yeah. Sure, that was done purposely.
Except in Halo 1, where you first encounter the infection forms. Remember, like, there was, like, this giant swarms coming out from both sides of the walls there?
Yeah.
Those, you're like, trying to not get killed by them.
Yeah, if you have, like, a giant swarm of them coming at you, like, you did in that initial part in Halo 1, then you kind of have a little bit of something to deal with. But if you just have, like, 20 of them coming at you in Halo 1, like, whatever. Just let them walk, save some ammo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but Halo 3 is all about giant swarms, right? Just all together, you know, swarms of enemies.
Swarms of enemies. All right, well, let's wrap this baby up.
About that time.
Yes. And we apologize for those individuals who wrote in and we didn't get a chance to read their submissions. Check them out in the show notes.
Yep, there is plenty. And thank you for sending those in, and feel free to send in stuff for the next show, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, send in your comments, et cetera, to podtacker@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacker.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-HALO. And leave a Halo-related message. We'll play these back regularly on the customs and call-in. Whoop! Customs. Oh, let me repeat that.
We did that for so long, yeah.
I know. Collins and Tales from the Foxhole Show. And for the last 3 weeks, I've been good, too.
Yeah.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with cool people.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, or digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
Shout out to Swift Ninja 1, who created a rat and forge in honor of the giant creature that invaded JVB's house last week.
It's true, man.
I have to take a look at this.
You didn't know that, man.
I saw it right before the show, man. It's so funny. Oh, man. Gotta see it.
Hilarious. My wife. Well, thanks a lot, Swift Ninja.
Yeah, there's a link to the map and screenshots in the show notes. Definitely check that guy, that out, you guys. It's so funny, man.
Awesome.
Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, and the GCN Video Game Show. And JVB's new show, Game Report, at talkingaboutgames.com.
Thank you very much.
Post Game Report, it's a good show. Well, until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Lancelot59.
And once again, thank you, Lancelot, for joining us. And we look forward to the day that, and you promised us that you will send every member of Podtacular some of those cookies that you were talking about during the beginning of the show.
Those rounded rectangle biscuits.
Yeah, I'll send some pictures to you guys. Post them up on the site.
No, we don't want pictures. We want the real thing.
Yep, we all want them.
Go to England, made a warehouse.
I hope I don't get them in my Tom Selleck mustache.
Aww. And please, someone, make a picture of Fumo Jab with a Tom Selleck mustache, please. Be awesome.
Dude, I gotta grow one now, dang.
Yeah, if you send me a picture, I could just easily Photoshop one on there.
Awesome. Awesome, I can't wait.
Wow.
Alright, guys.
Keep on friggin' trucks.
Keep on combing that mustache.
And keep on hunkin' Nene.
Maybe Nene is Tom Selleck.
I think so, man. He was in the witness protection program. Like, you can't go by Nene anymore. The gangsters, they know your name.
Nene, you're no longer Nene. Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. You're much more hidden now.
What kind of name is that? Somebody likes to watch those old shows.
Your mustache will be wired. You can pick up satellite radio.
So don't twist your mustache while you're talking. You'll mess up the recording. It'll be bad.
There's only one thing left to say.
Yeah, it's hailing. Big hail.
Dang.
Oh, it's hailing. Oh, okay. I thought you said, who's inhaling? Must have been inhaling for a long time.
Sorry, man. Oh, that was...
That's good stuff.
It's quite the inhaler.
Much better.
Breathing. Such a chore.
Put the intermission beam on.
Oh, yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Get ourselves some treats.
Nice.
Are you ready for community vibes?
Gamertag.
Gamertag Radio celebrating the third anniversary of GTR.
You're now attuned to the sounds of Gamertag Radio.
Come to the gaming event of the year. Gamertag Radio celebrates the third anniversary.
3 years strong.
Location, PS14, 28 Northeast, 14th Street, Miami, Florida.
The first hip-hop gaming event of the year.
Saturday, February 23rd, 2008, from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m.
This event is free.
Win an Xbox 360 Elite. Free games every hour.
So wait a minute, who's performing?
Performing live, recognize. 64 and I'm ready to explore. Garcia.
Started off young with dreams to get big. Got big and realized my dreams don't meet.
Mayday.
Foot bombs over Baghdad. Diamonds in Africa.
Dual Empire's own Pito.
This hunger inside of me is unexplainable, Chris. The struggle we put in is about to be put in the dis.
For more information, head over to GamertagRadio.com.
Xbox Live, I'm out.
Gamertag Radio.
This week on the GamerCast Network. On Sarcastic Gamer, Fumo Jive joins the crew as they discuss Fox News' outstanding coverage of the Mass Effect sex scandal and an interview with guitar hero Tipper Queen. This week on Uncle Gamer, find out if alien sex in Mass Effect is all it's cracked up to be. The samurais of the Sonic stage sojourn on the Sunday shift in the video game show episode 74. This week, Gamertag Radio interviews the developers of Penny Arcade's new game, On the Rain Slick, Precipice to Darkness, episode 1. Go to Podtacular for all the news from the unofficial Halo universe. On Achievement Junkie, check in with Nelson and Natalie as they help you take your gamer score to the next level. Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.